Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at all of your agricultural markets for today. I'll have the latest on those in just a moment on your afternoon wrap-up. Straight ahead.
Have you heard about the great news at GoBob Pipe? GoBob, you know, famous for cattle feeders, panels, trailers, fences, and a whole lot more. GoBob is giving away a weekly prize to members of the GoBob Preferred Club. Over $25,000 in GoBob products are given away every year. And there's a lucky winner every week. Just go to GoBobPipe.com, become a member of the GoBob Preferred Club. You'll get advance notice of sales. You'll get announcements of members-only discounts. You'll get advance notice of the newest products. And many times, you can save thousands of dollars on brand-new GoBob products. Here's all you have to do. Go to GoBobPipe.com. Click on the Preferred Club sign. Then fill out the form, and you're in. You, too, can become a GoBob Preferred Club member and get in on all the savings and the winnings. $25,000 in GoBob products are given away every year. Don't miss next week's drawing. Sign up today. GoBobPipe.com.
Well, mixed trade was seen in all livestock trade today. The back-and-forth market activity in both cattle and hog futures indicating further lack of direction in the complex, plus the potential of end-of-the-week shifts that may break out of the current ranges over the next several days. Mixed live cattle futures, though, held narrow trading ranges after moving back from moderate pressure early in the session. Narrow support in nearby contracts, though, focused on the ability to draw support back into the beef value. Trade volume remained sluggish today, which subdued additional market activity through the rest of the session. Cash cattle markets remained untraded, though, although more bids did start to develop in both the north and the south. In feeder cattle, futures came back from strong morning losses due to the overall lack of follow-through seller support seen in the complex today. Currently, nearby feeder cattle trade held a mixed trading position with prices from 10 cents lower to 10 cents higher. Deferred contracts continue to remain under strong pressure, similar to where prices started out earlier today. But this activity in deferred contracts has more to do with the lack of activity than current market direction. Grain futures faded some of Wednesday's rally today as profit-taking spilled over from the stock market. Equities traded mixed in Asia on the heels of yesterday's run to record highs on Wall Street before turning lower in Europe. Corn prices posted modest losses after Wednesday's surge took March above its December-February channel to a new seven-month high. Soybeans were lower, though, after an attempt at follow-through buying fell apart late in the Asian screen session. A potential bearish reversal could keep March in its broad 25-cent range over the past week. Wheat prices a little lower today, though, after an attempt to reverse overnight losses failed. Futures in all three markets held to inside days, holding most of yesterday's gains in winter wheat. And that's a look at all your markets. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.